on Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Here's On The Pace.
Lazarus has raced up to Tiger Tara. Lazarus, Tiger Tara. Chicago Bull can't get there. Lazarus in front. Chicago Bull goes to second. But it's the great New Zealander, Lazarus. Lazarus has won the Inter Dominion.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to this edition of On The Pace. It's a special edition because Greg Hayes is in New Zealand for the big race this afternoon to start at around 12 minutes past 3 our time, the New Zealand Trotting Cup, the standing start race. Greg Hayes, good morning to you in New Zealand.
Good morning to you, Andrew Bensley. It is a beautiful day in Christchurch. This meeting has been protected by Mother Nature weather-wise for the best part of 50 years. They haven't had rain here since the 60s on New Zealand Cup Day, and it doesn't look like that's going to change. I would say there'd be a top temperature in the low 20s. The sun's out, and fingers crossed we're going to have a massive afternoon for Australia. We do have representatives in the two feature races today. There are three Group 1s on the program. Obviously, the New Zealand Cup is the main race. That's race number 10. That will go at 3:12 Australian time. And Tiger Tara is the big hope for the side there. Of course, former Kiwi. He raced, I think this is his fifth start in a New Zealand Cup, and the worst he's finished is sixth. And then we've also got Kai Valley Blur in the feature trot. This morning on the show, we're going to catch up with another former Aussie turned Kiwi, Mark McNamara. He's about to join us to have a chat about the main races. We'll speak with Todd McCarthy, who's also going to drive Tiger Tara. He's back after doing that 12 months ago. And we'll catch up with Anthony Butt and speak to him about Kai Valley Blur. But first up on the show, great to catch up with Mark McNamara on New Zealand Cup Day. He's made himself available. And Mark, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Hazy. Settle down on the Aussie turn, Kiwi. I'll always be an Aussie, only the kids are Kiwis.
Now, well, how is it? Because this would be your, 10th New Zealand Cup?
It is, and I can't believe where that time has gone. It doesn't seem that long ago that Smoking Up and was leading for home, and Monkey King was screaming down the outside in 2009. So lots happened in Christchurch since then. But yeah, Cup number 10 coming up this afternoon, I think. The Aussies can just about win it too.
Yeah, I heard the Phantom Call the other day. That was an absolute classic. For those that haven't heard it, Mark did his annual Phantom Call, and he actually had the Purden horses stopping and the Dunn runners stopping, and they actually got into a game of rugby in the middle of the Addington Park, and then somehow Kevin Pizzuto ended up knocking someone out of the cart, and it got quite aggressive. But in the end, Tiger Tara won. So you're sticking with your Australian roots, if you like. You're keen on Tiger Tara today.
Yeah, I sure am, Hazy. I expect him to step pretty well, and the fixer's not a noted fast stand start beginner now. He's drawn one and one down from Tiger Tara. AG's White Sox has been rough away, and I think there'll be a few gaps, and Todd McCarthy might be able to get through. His problem could come from a horse like Star Galleria or Dream About Me. She's a very fast beginner as the mare, as is Captain Dolmio out wide, and he's a very, very fast horse. I wouldn't be surprised to see him look to lead the race, and whether or not he hands up to Tiger Tara, we'll know at the end of, say, 400 metres. But the first furlong or so is going to be very interesting, but I expect Tiger Tara to find gaps through the field, step quickly, if not be in front, certainly be on the speed until Todd decides he wants to have a crack for the lead.
If Todd does have a crack for the lead, how many horses in the race do you think would hold him? Obviously, the Purden runners, you wouldn't think that if they land in front, they'll be looking to hand the lead across to Todd McCarthy. You mentioned Star Galleria there. Would that be the only other horse outside of the all-star runners that would look to hold Tiger Tara out if he began well and was able to have a shot at the lead?
Yeah, I don't think Cruz Bromac can lead and win, so the lead may be there if Tiger Tara comes calling. He's shown in the Methven Cup over the 3,000 metres how lethal he was with a sprint, so he may fancy his chances up the lane, Cruz Bromac, on a back of the horse like Tiger Tara. I don't think Eamon Maguire can lead and win. He trailed in the Ashburton Flying Stakes and he trailed at South Bay. I don't think he can win Eamon Maguire for what it's worth. And I just wonder where the fix is going to end up. If he doesn't step fast, he could be buried on the inside. Star Galleria, I'd imagine, would hand because he hasn't been going as well as he was when he was racing in the North Island. And on the back of a horse like Tiger Tara might be his best chance. I just wonder if Captain Dolmio might adopt similar tactics and not hand up and make it a truly staying, really fast run 3,200 metres.
it's a totally different New Zealand Cup from what we've seen the past 2 years, isn't it? Because I think we all turned up last year and the year before. Well, maybe, you know, maybe not as much the first time, but just expecting Lazarus to win. And with Lazarus gone and then a few of the big guns falling by the wayside, horses like Ultimate Machete, Chicago Bull, this has opened this cup right up. There are probably 6-7 winning chances.
If we're going to get a 50-1 winner, Greg, I think this is the year that it's going to happen. Whether or not that actually comes to fruition, we'll find out at about 5:15 New Zealand time. But it's not going to surprise if something screams down the outside at big odds and wins at 50-1.
Last year we had Lookout NASA. Get NASA on the phone with Lazarus winning. Have you got something prepared, or you got something in mind if there's an Aussie victory?
I actually haven't. I've got hardly anything this year because there's been so many twists and turns. You didn't know who was going to make the field, who was going to get there. So it's no, I've got absolutely nothing this year. I had that one ready last year for Lazarus because we expected him to win. But coming up with 15 lines for 15 chances, I'm just going to play it by ear and see how the race pans out this afternoon.
What about the Sire Stakes? That's another good race. We've got Ultimate Sniper, the short price favourite. He's as short as $1.35 with tab.com.au, another one of the Purden Rasmussen team, and they have dominated this Sire Stakes for so long.
Yeah, I think they will, and I'm pretty sure he'll win, Greg. Major Trojan did everything he could to bring him undone here last time, and in the end, he was still way too good for them. Unless that run flattered Ultimate Sniper, and he just hasn't quite bounced back the horse he was leading into that race. I think that's the only danger to him. He didn't look like he was going to win a couple of starts ago. At the top of the straight, he looked to be in trouble, flattened for the run-in, and from there he was able to win quite easily. So he's a very smart horse, brother, of course, to Ultimate Machete. So we could have had Sniper and Machete winning two of the Group 1s, but unfortunately no Ultimate Machete this afternoon.
And do you think it'll be obviously outside of the Cup, do you think it'll be a Purden domination and All-Stars onslaught?
Oh, to an extent, I don't mind a couple at value. One of the first called Beyond the Horizon, paying about $31 fixed over here. Now, I expect it to run a strong 3,200 metres, about $7 per place. Generally lands in a pretty good spot too. Smart Stable, Lynn and Justin Smith, I expect it'll win. And Miss Shoe in the mare's race also will be pretty hard to beat. She's drawn wide, but she's a really nice mare, and they have knocked back some big offers for her as a three-year-old filly. So I think they'll win most of the feature races, the Purden Rasmussen Stable. I think Speeding Spur will win the free-for-all trot this afternoon. And I think Tiger Tara will win the cup.
Does Kai Valley Blue have any chance in that free-for-all trot?
I think he's got to. I think the barrier draw certainly favours Speeding Spur more than Kai Valley Blur, but it's a long way to come if you weren't happy with him. So I'll give him a decent top three chance for sure. I think I tipped him third or fourth, Kai Valley Blur, maybe even second. But Speeding Spur was so good up at Kaikoura. I expect he'll just, from that draw, be too good for them again over the 1950.
Mate, how do you handle the build-up? Obviously, first couple of times you did it, you were entitled to be pretty nervous in the 24 hours or the week leading up to the Cup. How do you handle the New Zealand Cup day now?
Pretty similar. Still a bit nervy. It's on your mind to sort of get here nice and early. I'm here now, actually. Couple of hours before the first, which is pretty abnormal. Just go for a wander around and just take one race at a time and not to think too much about it and just use the adrenaline as well as the nerves when it comes to the start time for the race.
Well, mate, you are one of the best in the world in what you do. We wish you all the best of luck with your 10th New Zealand Cup this afternoon. And fingers crossed that it's an Aussie in Tiger Tara taking it out. Good luck.
Thanks for the kind words, Hazy. Good punting all and enjoy your day here.
And there he is, Mark McNamara, the man behind the binoculars at Addington. Hard to believe that he is calling his 10th. New Zealand Cup. Time definitely does fly, but he's had Lazarus the past 2 years, and then all of a sudden this year, you have a look at the list of horses that have gone by the wayside, and it probably all started way back in, say, June, when Soho Tribeca, who was so keen, his owner Rob Watson was so keen to get to Christchurch for today, compete in the New Zealand Cup. They had quite clearly marked this race as their main target, and all of a sudden he was out. Ever since then, we've just seen a succession of top horses start to fall by the wayside. But a very, very interesting cup today. and looking forward to it. Mentioned that there is some other Australian interest today, and in the free-for-all trot, which is race number six on the program, we see Kai Valley Blur go around. Anthony Butts over in Christchurch to take the drive, and he's going to join us to have a chat about Kai Valley Blur. Morning, Ants.
Yeah, good morning, Greg.
Mate, Kai Valley Blur, he's an old stager now. He's an 11-year-old. He's had 115 starts. Not an easy draw with Speeding Spur drawn where he is, but still, Kai Valley Blur's in great form at the moment.
Yeah, the draw hasn't helped, and especially with Speeding Spur drawn where he is, he's probably going to find the front and be hard to run down. But, you know, Kai Valley Blur, he's a great old horse. He's probably racing career best form, but he'll just need a bit of action up front, you know, in that sort of first half of the race to give him a chance to come into it later. So, not discounting him, but we just need an ounce of luck, I think.
Last time the horse won, you actually drove him. That was going back to the 22nd of September at Melton. You mentioned he's in career best form. He just seems to be getting better with age.
Yeah, he is. He's, you know, American bred, and even though he's, you know, 6 months behind the Aussies, he's, you know, still an old horse now. But as I said, he's raced, you know, he's been at the top level now for a fair while, and probably not a vintage crop of trotters, you know, this year, I don't think. So he's probably going to get his chance, but you know, hopefully he can go a really good race today and then bodes well for Friday in the Dominion.
How important is the fact that the horse has had experience here in Cup Week previously? He's obviously raced here and performed well, so that's got to be an advantage for him going into today?
Yeah, that's right. It'll stand by him. I think it was 2 years ago now. He raced really well both days. I think he ran third in the free-for-all and third in the Dominion. So he's a great old horse. He's no trouble. He takes everything he's riding. He's done a fair bit of travelling there and raced really good in New Zealand back at last Christmas at Auckland. And the trip and the occasion won't worry him anyway.
And you mentioned the Dominion on Friday. Is that probably a better or more realistic target or hoping because of the extra distance?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, especially the way the draws work out today. Like, you know, today's a winnable race for him, but as I said, with the draw, it doesn't help over the sprint distance. But the 2 mile of the Dominion, that'll really suit him. He's normally pretty good away from the stand. And, you know, hopefully he can draw the front row and get away and get a good position. He's one of those horses that can't make his own luck too much. But, you know, he's an opportunist and he can win any race he's in, you know, if things get upright.
Mate, having a look at the New Zealand Cup today, if you're having a drive, who would you be driving?
Well, now that I'm part Aussie, Greg, I think Taigatara is the one to beat. You know, I really can't see him getting beaten. You know, everyone's going on about the draw, and you know, but it's 2 mile, and he'll follow out. You know, he'll probably stand out a little bit and probably out a couple of the good beginners, you know, at 3 and 4. And I think, he'll settle pretty handy. So he's probably the one horse that can make his own luck and, you know, bully his way to the front. If he does, you know, he'll take a lot of catching. So, you know, if I had to pick one, it'd be him.
Mate, give us some idea, like, when you were growing up, like, what does it mean for the Kiwis to be competing in a New Zealand Cup? It's obviously, well, it is their race that stops the country. It's very close to what the Aussies regard as a Melbourne Cup, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I tell people, you know, it's a mini Melbourne Cup, really. Like, the whole city stops. You know, there'll be 20, 25,000 people there today, and it'll be on the front page of the paper this morning, and things like that. It's a great occasion for the city and the whole country. And as I said, harness racing is very strong in South Island, and you know, it's ahead of galloping here. So yeah, as when we were a kid, it was just amazing. And then when I started driving, to get a drive, and it was, you know, out of this world. And then when I was lucky enough to win it with Blossom Lady, it's like a dream come true, really.
Gee, does that feel like yesterday when Blossom Lady won the cup?
No, I think there. About to go now, Greg. But no, you know, great days. When you're a kid, you don't ever think you're going to win it. So yeah, it was a long time ago, and I've been lucky to win it twice since with Flashing Red. So, it's one of those great races that, you know, one of the great races of the world, really.
Well, mate, thanks for joining us. All the best. Oh, just quickly, how do you see, where do you see yourself today in the run after the start?
With Kai Valley Blur?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's drawn for the second row, and I don't know. I might just chance mark him a little bit when the gate leaves, just see what happens. He follows that funny Ruby, who's a pretty fast beginner, and, you know, with New Zealand, with the good push-down rule here, you can sort of ch- can't show him a little bit, but he's probably, you know, if he can settle midfield and there's a bit of faction up front, be ideal. But, yeah, so, that you know, otherwise, you know, he'd be in the running line somewhere, but, you know, be good to be midfield or closer somewhere.
All right, mate. All the best of luck, and good luck on Friday as well in the Dominion.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
All right, so there's Anthony Butt, the man that'll take the reins behind Kai Valley Blur, and he was a very, very young guy when Blossom Lady first won the New Zealand Cup all those years ago, and then, of course, had success with Flashing Red more recently. Just having a look, I've gone back and done the stats, and the last six winners of the New Zealand Cup have all been last start winners. So they've all come in with very good form. There's only one last start winner going into this year's Cup, and that's the Fixer. There is some little concern about his standing start manners, and he has drawn barrier one, but the way I'm looking at the race, he's got his stablemate Cruz Bromac, who's a little bit hit and miss in two, and then you've got the better beginners drawn in four and five. Now, if the Fixer can step away, I do think he's going to be extremely hard to beat. His last start performance when he beat Home Dream About Me was super. Now, he came off the 20, she came off the 30, and she made up a lot of ground in the final 100 metres of the race. The Fixer got a bit of a break on Dream About Me turning for home, but importantly, in, say, the last 40 metres of the race, when the Fixer had broken away and Dream About Me was closing in on him, when Dream About Me got within a length, all of a sudden, the Fixer was able to really come again, and I think that was the... That was what told and showed me that he is a really out-and-out true stayer. So he's now into $3 with fixed odds. It's amazing. He has just continued to firm. I know that last night when we were doing the preview show here in New Zealand, that it was basically equal favourites, three of them. The Fixer, Dream About Me, who's been really easy over here. And, of course, the Aussie Tiger Tara, who... is the second favourite with Australian bookies, with the tab.com.au. He's at $4. Kevin Pizzuto is the man that puts the polish on Tiger Tara, and he's joined us on Race Morning. We thank him for joining us. Kev, good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg.
Mate, how has the preparation gone here in New Zealand since you arrived?
Yeah, nah, it was a day late and missed a couple of days, but he's right on track. So he's bucking his brands out this morning, so I'm very happy with him.
The draw wasn't ideal. He's drawn the second row and he's drawn in behind Cruz Bromac. But speaking with Todd yesterday, he flew over on the same plane as me, and Todd said, "Look, I'm not too worried. You get enough room at the start there where you can move either way. You can go around the horses if the horses in front of you do something wrong." And the key with your horse is he doesn't have many standing start opportunities, but his record from the stand and the way he begins from the stand is really good.
Yeah, he does. But anything can happen, so we'll see what happens.
Mate, what have you done with him since he's arrived here in New Zealand? Have you given him any strong, tough workouts, or did he not need that because of the amount of racing that you had him doing back home?
Yeah, nah, I've actually worked him a bit harder since he's been here, so I don't want to have him underdone, but I don't want to have him, you know, so I'm really bored the work into him since I've been here.
And he looks an absolute treat. You must have learned a fair bit off what you did 12 months ago, because you travelled the horse so well, you were able to get to New Zealand. He ran a great race in the Cup 12 months ago, despite... jumping the object on the track, and then he went well in the free-for-all, then you took him to Perth and he raced really well. So you would have learnt something off that, and the horse is a great traveller. Obviously not too much has changed this year from last in terms of your travelling plans.
No, I've done a few things different, and he's all happy and well, so I just want to race.
Yeah, for sure. I can understand that. He became a dad for the first time a few days ago?
Yeah.
He had a colt? And obviously, you know, I know you're keen to see him become a recognised stallion and a performance, you know, another strong performance in a race like the New Zealand Cup. If he was able to win today, that'd just about cement his future as a stallion going on.
Oh, I think he's done enough for it to be a stallion. He's pretty tough, and people are mad not to go to him because he's just all heart. And he'll throw that out in his foals anyway. So I don't think he has to win today to be a stallion.
What's the plans after today, mate?
Yeah, we'll just play, take every day as it comes. And, yeah, we'll see how it goes. So if he happens to win it, I don't think I'll go in the free-for-all. So. But if he doesn't, he's all well. We'll see how he eats up. Press on.
And in terms of, do you think he's better? Do you have him better in the lead up to this year's New Zealand Cup than last year's New Zealand Cup, or is it pretty much the same?
What was that, Greg?
Do you think he's better now going into this year's New Zealand Cup than he was last year, or is he in pretty much similar condition and form to how you had him last year?
No, he's way better. His blood's perfect. The vet said I couldn't get any better. The horse is jumping out of his skin, and I'm very happy with him. I reckon he'll run a real good race, and we've got a lot of options there. We don't need to go and sit in the depth. We can sit the horse up, so I'm going to leave that up to Todd. But it's going to be a truly run race. They won't be dawdling. I'm not going to let them have a sprint home, definitely.
Yeah. A lot of the lead-up races have been sit and sprint affairs, and they have been dominated by the on-pace runners. But that's something that Tiger Tara has in his arsenal. He can do work if he needs to, or he can sit up if they are running. So that's the good part with the Aussie. Kev, all the best of luck with it. Fly the flag for the Aussies, and hopefully we're talking about an Australian victory this afternoon.
Thanks, mate.
There he is, Kevin Pizzuto, the trainer of Tiger Tara. Look, the biggest question is the tactics from Todd McCarthy, and you know, speaking with him yesterday as we were getting off the plane about what his thoughts were, and I said, surely at some stage you have a shot for the front, and Todd sort of looked at me and said, do you think that the lead would be there? It's a really interesting tactical race, because if Tiger Tara does find the front, he is going to be near on impossible to run past. We've seen that in races like the Victoria Cup, where he was so good. And the Kiwis will keep in mind what happened when he was outside the leader at Cranbourne, and they were able to beat him. So, as I was saying to Mark McNamara, I think if the Purden runners, Dream About Me, the Fixer, hold the front or get to the front at some stage, I can't see Tiger Tara getting to the lead and finding the front. If Todd gets away really well and there's another horse that finds the front in the early stages, and Todd's able to somehow roll to the front within the first 800,000 metres of the race, totally different kettle of fish, and he does become the horse to beat. But just on the All-Stars domination, and I know that the Tab's got a specials market today. They've set the line at 5.5. Obviously, that market's shut because we've already a couple of races down. But they have, in the last 4 years, there's 12 races a day on a New Zealand Cup. So there's been 48 races run on New Zealand Cup Day the last 4 years. Mark Purden and Natalie Rasmussen have trained 24 of those 48 over the past 4 years. They dominate these big race days. More impressively, they haven't had a runner in every one of those 48 races. They've had a runner in 31 of the 48 races, yet they've still won 24. So that just gives you some idea of their domination at this top level. They've got races, they will have runners in 9 of the 12 races today. And multiple runners in a few of the races. The races that they have owned for quite some time, the Junior Free-for-All, they'll own that today, and also the Sire Stakes Final, and they're expected to win that. And quite often, not only do they win the Sire Stakes, Quinellas, Trifectas, and results like that. So if you are playing today at Addington and you haven't been watching the form all that closely, don't go too far away from the Purden Rasmussen team, the All Stars. They obviously do have the best stable in New Zealand, and they do win these big races. But we've obviously got our fingers crossed for the Aussie horses. Kai Valley Blur, who goes around in the trot, he's trained by Brent Lilly, who worked for Mark Purden, former Kiwi, now lives in Australia, driven by Anthony Butt, former Kiwi, now lives in Australia. And even and as Ant said, he's part Australian on the show earlier. And then we've got a horse in Tiger Tara, who's having his sixth run on New Zealand Cup Day. He won the Sire Stakes, so he won the three-year-old feature. That's going back a number of years ago now. And since then, he's run sixth in the cup, second behind Lazarus, and then third last year behind Lazarus. So his record in the cup is fantastic, Tiger Tara, and he lines up for his fifth start. And what you do see in these feature races over the 2 miles, especially in the standing start, or especially in the two-mile races here in New Zealand, the horses that compete well in the race over the longer trip continue to do so. And so that's why if you're taking trifectas and first fours, Jack's Legend, who was so good last year in running second and beat home Tiger Tara after he galloped and split he and Lazarus, you've got to include him in your trifectas and first fours as well. So really interesting race. Looking forward to it. And, of course, you'll hear it all here on Sky Racing Radio. Just quickly, I wanted to mention on Saturday night, we had a really strong meeting at Menangle, and I wanted to give the Randos a wrap. We caught up with Joe Rando on the show only a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about the performance of Kofi Monarch and he pressing towards the Inter Dominion. And on the show, we also spoke to Joe about the very good mare Romper's Monarchy, and he mentioned to us on the show that he was going to take her down to Victoria and have a shot at the La Cucaracha. Well, Joe was able to win, or Joe and Mary, the training combination, were able to win the La Cucaracha with Romper's Monarchy. But not only did they win that race on Saturday night, they also won the feature trot at Menangle, which was a fantastic effort with Kofi Monarch. So well done to the team, and good luck as they head towards the Inter Dominion. And I just wanted to give Nathan Zurab a wrap. Nathan and Michael Zurab combined to win the Evolution final on Saturday night with a filly called Bella Claire. She's an art major, three-year-old. She's now had two starts. She's won them both, and she's won them in similar fashion. She sat behind the leader and proved too strong. She looks like she's got a bit of a future, so keep an eye on her. And the feature race on Saturday night at Menangle was the Kevin Robinson free-for-all, and it meant a bit to Luke McCarthy to win that race, named after Kevin Robinson. Cash and Flow proving too strong for our Uncle Sam and Raka Roller, and of course Cash and Flow now progresses on towards the Inter Dominion. So that is the wrap-up from Menangle on Saturday night, but it's all roads leading to Addington this afternoon for that New Zealand Cup. It'll come through at around 3:15. 3:12 is the official start time. You'll see it on Sky One. You'll also hear it here on Sky Radio. So make sure you tune in for that. But it should be a fantastic afternoon of racing, Andrew, yep. And looking forward to it.
And Hazy, just wrapping it up, mate. I think it was Anthony that said it, Anthony, but 20,000 to 25,000 there today for this meeting. It tells us just how strong this meeting is.
Yeah, exactly right. It's look, obviously I was lucky enough to go to the Elite Lop earlier this year in Sweden, and it is, you know, it is the equivalent of the Elite Lop. They get here, huge crowd. It's, you know, all the young guys, all the young girls there, you know, it's a generational thing, and you can see that they just continue to come back year after year. It becomes a bit of a tradition. There are people, I've already been out for a walk this morning, there are people all dressed up, ready to go, sitting at cafes, reading form guides, reading newspapers about the races. There's horses on the front page of all the papers here in Christchurch, and everyone's getting ready to go to the trots. It is just the equivalent. It is a mini Melbourne Cup. It's the perfect way to describe it, and it'll lead all the news bulletins tonight. Let's just hope that they're talking about an Aussie taking out the New Zealand Cup.
Yeah, as you say. So, Kye Valley Blur for Anthony Butt. It goes around at 12:42 in race six, and then the New Zealand Trotting Cup at 12 minutes past three. Hazy, enjoy the rest of the afternoon there. I hope it's a beauty at Addington.
Good as gold. Thanks, Andrew.
Greg Hayes and our regular On the Pace. All that information for you for a big afternoon of harness racing. Sean Cosgrove is back shortly with all the previews and the action from New Zealand.